FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter. Every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, right here, live and local. Name of the show is called The Weekend at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. People ask, you know, you can do this. You don't need guests. I have guests because I'm of the opinion that everybody has a pretty amazing story in their lives. That's a big reason that I got into TV and radio reporting. Not so much everybody should know this, but I'm personally fascinated by the travels and experiences that some locals have had. It's better than reading a book. The stories are all around us, walking amongst us. You just have to get to know folks and ask. My guest, Jessica Schneider, best guest we've ever had on this show, is here with still with Junkies.
Yep.
But there's news from Junkies, and that was the big move.
There is. I made an announcement that I'm moving, and I never thought this was going to happen, John. It kind of backfired, so people think I already moved, but I'm going to be in the old location in Midtown, the current location I'm in right now, all summer. I'm not moving until October 1st.
Oh, you shouldn't have said anything about it, huh?
I just didn't think that, well, people aren't reading, I guess, anymore. They would read Junkies moving.
No, they're not reading anymore.
Then the next line, it says not until October 1st, but they'd skip that line. And so I'm painting in Reno Public Market late at night, the other night, and doing some displays and, you know, building it out.
People wanted to buy some boots or something, right?
They wanted to buy some shoes. And I'm like,
Okay, so why move? I mean, I loved your old place. I'm not sure about Reno Public Market, to be sure.
I mean, I hear you.
The prices, listen, very nice people working there. I don't mean to offend anybody. They're not Reno prices for food.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive food out there. But it looks cool, right? Mm-hmm. So why move there?
My building is falling apart, and I don't own it, and so I just can't keep putting my own money into that building. It's from 1922.
It's falling apart, but that's part of the Junkies mystique.
I agree. But this winter with all the water, we had backstock flooded a couple times. It's just that building is a full-time job.
Well, I bet the landlord didn't like hearing that. I mean,
no,
they've been very good to me.
I don't know what they're doing. I talked to the sister a little bit yesterday. I'm not sure what they're doing.
What about the ice cream place at the end?
I don't know where she's going to go. But it's not till October. It's going to be good. I know. Okay. It's very sad. Like, I will definitely cry, sit down and cry in that building.
But it's not happening until what?
October 1st.
October 1st.
Yes.
Then the Reno Public Market. What's going to be different at the Reno Public Market compared to what it is on Midtown right now?
It's definitely more polished, I would say. Mm-hmm. It's new, and I have someone else to shovel the driveway. I don't have to clean a bathroom. There's reasons why I picked Reno Public Market, and I hear mixed reviews, but it just opened, and so they're figuring things out.
Okay.
You know, it takes time. So, but I think that Plum in Virginia is a good place to be by the airport. I believe in tourism. So that's the spot I picked. And then I'm also going to open up Uncle Junkie in First and Virginia Street, the old Woolworths building. Doing two. Might as well do two.
Aside from Junkies, I think you are the female John Potter. You're always getting in trouble.
Yes, always.
What did you do this time? What is this video that I hear about? What did you do,
Jessica? I made a video.
Yes.
Making fun of everyone going to Reno Public Market right now. So Heather and I did a little skit saying, not until October 1st, repeated it. And it's kind of going everywhere.
Now, why would people take offense to that?
I don't know, because everyone's offended all the time now. That's what we do, I guess.
Were you kind of making fun of the average person not knowing?
Yes.
Okay, I got you now.
Yeah. It's cute. It's funny.
So what's in your store right now? You have to go to your store like every 2 weeks to catch all the new stuff that's coming in. What are you doing for Mother's Day tomorrow?
I'm going to paint.
No mimosas?
Nope. I'm going to paint. I'm going to work on We're having some spinning signs in the new store. I'm putting motors on them with my friend Kent. He's mm-hmm. awesome, a handyman. And there are going to be spinning circles that Wyatt Perkins painted. So I'm going to do that all day by myself. I love to be in there when the construction crew's not in there. I love a build out. That's my favorite thing to do, is display, actually.
And you're kind of an entrepreneur, so
yes.
Any other side businesses going on, or a return of the TV show that you hosted?
Well, we are kind of doing a little mini documentary on this two build-outs. I'm taking that on.
Where is this on, YouTube?
And we're going to put it on YouTube. We're going to probably rent out maybe the Automobile Museum movie theater and have like a party after we open. Because who does two stores at once? They're both 14,000 square feet, too. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
So what's the thing with the Auto Museum? And by the way, I'm so impressed with what the Auto Museum has done. This is nothing
I'm in the
like,
window. I love it.
Are you?
Yep.
They got like a city street as it would look in the 1930s. And they have a bar set up for public events and hosting events and parties. And they have the outdoor deck. So it's no longer just a line of cars with signs on them.
John, yeah, I hate to interrupt.
Phil took over, and I love
yes.
him.
He's I'm sorry, doing... Craig?
I hate to interrupt, but Funtime Theater, our theater group, we just did on Tax Day, April 15th, a dinner murder mystery for KNPB, Channel 5, public television. That's like our fourth or fifth one we've done there. So National Automobile Museum is doing lots of things.
Oh, I love it now. Yeah, you're right, but... What's fun about Tax Day, though?
Right. But as far as Junkie, I love seeing the stuff that they've done and the outfits that are in the window. Those are some vintage clothing.
Yep.
Do you have, like, you know what I love more than anything, and I had a huge collection, was World War I and World War II uniforms from other countries.
No.
Not so much uniforms, but the big, like, motorcycle coats and... And overcoats and things like that. And I I don't know why I collected all these, because you can't go outside wearing it because somebody will think that you're starting a war with this country. I mean, do you have things like that?
I only have some military, but it kind of sits on the racks.
Isn't military hip and hot right now?
I don't think so.
Fans.
I don't know.
What is?
What's hot is Crocs, and it's, I think it's,
what?
I know that is what's hot. The Crocs in 90s.
And
they call it 90s vintage, John. And it's very, now I'm offended. That's offensive.
See, I didn't even know they still made Crocs.
Yeah. They get jewels on them now.
Okay.
This
so
is true.
Do you sell those, or do you sell actual vintage Crocs, which make no sense if they're worth a lot of money, but
yeah, no, I don't sell Crocs. You can get those pretty much anywhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing with sweats and 90s t-shirts, like Hot August Night t-shirts that say anything with 90s on it, they go right, sell right away. Go figure.
There is something I saw on Facebook about, and I forget which, I think it was
St. Vincent?
St. Vincent's. They had some original Jordan sneakers there for several months, and somebody realized, oh my gosh, those are worth $8,500,
nice.
And they bought them.
Cool.
So you take in vintage equipment or clothing, you have to research every item to see.
My motto with Junkie is I buy cheap and I keep it cheap. And I've had people score, and I'm kind of not that educated on designer stuff. I want you to score, because that's a story. That person that bought those Air Jordans will remember that store forever. Talk about branding. So I want you to score.
All right. Well, listen, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm just not moving until October 1st, and we'll be there all summer. And it's fun in there right now. It's just because the weather's out. This winter was hard. And my staff, and we were slow, and I was trying to figure things out. But everyone's happy now, and Junkie's...
Yes, you haven't offended anybody on Reddit.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Well, yeah, Reddit, folks.
I mean, anybody intelligent doesn't read Reddit.
Boy, now you're starting already. Now they're going to, oh my gosh, Jessica.
What?
So, again, anything else?
No.
Okay, same old Jessica.
Hey, John, bad publicity is still publicity. So even if she gets, you know,
I
people
know.
Go on Reddit and read that, they'll come in and make their own decisions.
Craig... nowadays people don't have the sense of civility. I mean, they put me up on Reddit twice. I think one time when I was let go from Channel 2, and they are vicious.
It's very dark. It's mean. It's they don't even sign their names.
It's like they're cowards. Out to say the most hurtful things possible. Yeah. It's just beyond bullying sometimes. All right, Jessica, always great to see you.
Thanks, John.
From Junkies, and the big move is coming up in October at the Public Market. Up next, we're going to talk with Out West Buildings. How they're not just sheds, folks, but Irvin is on the line to talk with us, and this is Live and Local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter here, live and local, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. At 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Name of the show is called The Weekend. Out West Buildings helps people just like you solve your space problems. They have sheds. They manufacture them themselves that are 8, 10, 12, or 14 feet wide. Irvin is on the phone with Out West Buildings. For over 100 years, your company has been doing this?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
So what... over 100 years, Irvin, right? 100 years.
Well, that's combined experience in our family that's been doing it. Yeah, we've been doing. We've got quite a few family members doing this as well. So, we've served a lot of customers.
It's like a big outdoor factory, and I've walked through it in Fallon, and the variety, and also custom sheds. I mean, looking at your brochure, you got porches. On these sheds, you have windows, lofts, shelves, door locks, exhaust fans, gazebos, too, and it's greenhouse season. Do you have many greenhouses there? They're all put together, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, we also manufacture greenhouses, and it is the time of the year that people are getting their garden growing and getting ready for the summer and it helps a lot to extend your growing season, those greenhouses do. And our sheds, you're exactly right, they have we have a lot of options, including foam insulation if you need a backyard office, to get your office moved off of your kitchen table. A lot of people are doing that nowadays and looking to move into the backyard.
You know, it must be really gratifying seeing the pictures that people post of what they have done with the inside and the outside of their Out West shed. What are some creative ones that you've heard of or seen that people adapt their Out West shed into?
Wow, that's a good question. We see lots of things, and it is one of our favorite things to see what other people do with them. You'll see workout. People use them to, for their gyms, for their home gyms. You see some people make them like a bar, kind of hangout area, like a guest room, offices, studios. Just your imagination. They show up at your place pretty much as a shell. And we can put electric and insulation in them, but the interior then is very much your imagination. And there are a lot of people just put their own touch to it. Some people don't finish the interior a whole lot and just kind of furnish it with stuff, hang some things on the walls, kind of make a little summer home look, summer house looking thing, and real neat things people do with them.
Now, do you make and sell more she sheds or man caves? And by the way, what's the difference? Is it really the same thing?
Well, I'm sure the biggest difference is depending on who's buying it. They generally serve the same purpose. Are you asking if we sell more of one than the other, or more of those than than
Yeah, I guess so, but I'm just thinking, what are the differences? I mean, certainly not a difference in design. Well, maybe there are. I don't know. But what's hot right now?
It would be more the interior finishings when you call it a man cave or a she shed would be. The ladies have a little different touch on how they finish the inside. Our bread and butter still is the storage part of it. You know, the storage is what drives what we do. There's also a lot of, you know, we have the garage door, roll-up doors in them, and people buy these things a lot to store their UTV, side-by-sides, four-wheeler motorcycles, dirt bikes, and, you know, they make work benches or workshops out of their sheds as well.
It's amazing what you offer with these sheds. People can get a ventilation, a powered ventilation, or passive ventilation. You put that in yourself, and you have, now what is this, a railroad container for sale? What are people doing with railroad shipping containers?
Oh, man, that's a big thing right now. Shipping containers are very, that's getting back to the storage. I'm here at the office today working at the moment, which was, I was a little bit out of schedule. I actually just helped somebody get a 40-foot shipping container with double doors on both ends, brand new, for their one trip. Very nice. They smell good. They're clean. And they're storing their UTV or their side-by-sides in it. They have two side-by-sides, and the other end's going to be used for their race car parts storage. So there's people store classic cars in them, household goods, and that sort of thing.
Wow, I guess that is new, because growing up, never heard of such a thing, but I've heard stories of people digging a big pit, and they'll put the railroad shipping container in the pit, cover it up, and they have underground getaway rooms or housing that you can do with these.
That's right, yeah. Another very popular thing that they're used for is when you're remodeling your house or you're building, you're in the process of moving, mm-hmm. We can rent these things to you. We can set it at your place. You can put all your stuff in it till you're done with your project, and it's in a clean, no dirt gets in there. There are good seals on the doors, no weather, and you got a place to keep your stuff while you're doing your project, and it's right there, very convenient. You can just open, you know, when you get done with your project, you just move your furniture back in your house and that sort of thing. So that's also a very good common use for them.
So you also deal with railway shipping containers and your amazing selection and variety of sheds. I know somebody who tried to build their own shed, and you think a shed is simple. It's harder than you think, he says. There's more to it than what many people think. Isn't there? I mean, wow.
It certainly can be. It's definitely more time-consuming than you think. It's mm-hmm. practically always more time-consuming than you think. If I have to make a box to put a microwave in, it takes me a while. You know, just a little bitty box, and these things are significantly bigger. They're not that complicated, but they definitely are time-consuming. And, it that's one of the advantages we have, that our team of builders, that's all they do, and they're very efficient at what they do, and they do the same thing over and over, and they get good at it. So it cuts way down on time.
Yeah,
helps,
well,
us
after,
offer that thing at a lot better deal.
After doing this for so long, you must know exactly. I mean, I'm looking at your specs here with the special joists and type of joints and things like that. I mean, that makes them last a lot longer. You know how to make them stand up for a much longer time. You deliver and you set up for free. This is free delivery and setup within a 30-mile radius of your manufacturing there in Fallon or at any of your local dealers. Am I right?
Well, it's 30 miles from the closest, free 30 miles from the closest dealer to you, which practically almost everybody in your listening area is going to be in that free area, because we have locations you know, on the other side of Reno. So if you're out, we have locations in Janesville, Chilkoot, Wellington, and some places out there like that. So most of the people in your listening audience are going to get free delivery and setup. So it's 30 miles from the closest location to you, your delivery spot. So,
all right. Anything special for Mother's Day, which is a perfect day to buy a she shed? Am I right?
Boy, that is the truth. Yeah. we've got a whole bunch of things. We've got the biggest. We don't have any special offerings as far as our units today, but we've got the biggest display of buildings that you're going to find in the whole state at one place, and I'd love to see people come out here. I'm out here today. I'll be out here next Saturday as well, and it's a beautiful day to get out here. We're a little bit late on the Mother's Day thing, frankly. You still have time to do it, but it's a good time to be thinking about Father's Day. And all the things that the man in your life needs, and give us a call, and we'll put something together, and all kinds of ways of getting space in your backyard quickly and easily.
Well, Irvin, I'm glad you made time to call in. Now, Craig said you were very busy. We tried to get you on earlier, so you're doing well. Reputation goes a long way as to why Out West Buildings has been, and why your family has ended up with 100 years experience of doing this, solving all these space problems that people have right now. For those who are not in the know, let's end this with your address and with your Facebook page.
Yeah, we are at 7450 Reno Highway. That's 7450 Reno Highway in Fallon. We're about 5 miles west of town before you get to town, coming from Reno. Our website is outwestbuildings.com, and we're at Out West Buildings on Facebook as well.
I posted
some pictures this morning on our Facebook page that kind of show that interior look that you were asking about earlier.
Yeah, well, folks, if you're ever headed to Fallon for any reason, just pull over. It's on the right side of the road there, and it's a fascinating walk through this big shed emporium, small buildings galore, and your brochure, very fancy, my friend. Really, really nice of all the examples of what you can do with a simple shed. Irvin, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Have
a good
day.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Take care. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. It's every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Going to break for news. Fox News time is 11:31.
Before we run there, John, I just wanted to say, instead of that Oreo shake for Kathy, get her a she shed for Mother's Day.
Oh.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Good morning, 11:36 already. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. The name of the show is called The Weekend, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Amanda Johnson is in the studio during the commercials talking about, I always ask this, wherever you're from, what's the best restaurant to eat at? Amanda lives in Gardnerville. I always get that answer about JT's.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
I go way back though. The Overland, when it was a Basque restaurant.
Yep. Love the Overland. Love the new Overland too.
Delicious. I do too. We were all scared when it went from Basque to something else, but it's still great.
Excellent
happy hour
restaurant
there too.
Yep.
Well, we have a fun event coming up, and it's for a rather serious, somber organization, and that is the Center for Hope and Healing, helping folks who need to get over grief, a whole topic on its own. Let's start with the fun stuff. You're putting on a hot air balloon event. And at first I thought, oh, wow, you're going to compete against the Reno air races or the Reno hot air balloons? And you say, no, it's done in cooperation with them.
Yes, definitely. So this is a first annual event. It's the Carson Valley Hot Air for Hope Balloon Festival. And we are a part of a three-part race series that was created between the Lovelock Lovers Aloft Balloon Festival that happened in February. We are round two, and the Great Reno Balloon Races wraps up the series. And after that race, the points will be accumulated, and we will name a Nevada hot air balloon champion.
And we're, I guess, a sponsor of that.
Yeah, KFT. Evans Broadcasting is a big sponsor of us, our media sponsor. We're so thankful for Evans Broadcasting and all the stations that he's supporting.
Well, this event, and we'll get into dates and times and everything, I can tell you right now it's going to be a big success because for whatever reason, I've noticed that we have a rather large hot air balloon community of hot air balloon enthusiasts. I mean, you go down a street taking a walk, you'll see in the driveway, you'll see the pickup truck, and you'll see the big basket that people store, usually in their garage, but a lot of times you see it on the driveway too. Do you have a connection yourself with hot air balloons?
I actually got into helping with hot air balloons about 4 years ago. A family friend of ours called my husband and daughter out to help a crew for hot air balloons because the hot air balloons, they need those chase crews. Like you said, you see that truck out there following the hot air balloon pilots. And they talked my family into coming out and helping. And we fell in love with the magic of the balloons and the balloon family that is here in Northern Nevada. It's a bunch of great people. And we have five local hot air balloon pilots that joined me in helping me put this race together. One of them is Alan Anderson, and he's a retired fire captain with East Fork Fire in Gardnerville. Uh-huh. And he is actually has some major accolades to follow him. He just won the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta on its 50th anniversary.
Now that, I hear, is the biggest in the country.
It is. It is the biggest hot air balloon.
Bigger than ours.
Yes. Yeah. Reno is the largest free balloon event in the country, but Albuquerque is the largest overall, but they charge a fee to attend.
That's the distinction I heard. Yes, absolutely. All right, so this is all to raise money for the Center for Hope and Healing. You said it helps people get over grief. How do you do that?
So we provide grief and loss services for children, teens, and families in Douglas County and rural Nevada. We've been doing it over the last 12 years. We do so by providing in-office support groups. We do support groups in our schools. We provide a camp every summer. It's July 12th, Wednesday, July 12th this year up at Lake Tahoe for kids and teens who have lost a loved one. We also provide grief backpacks for families who might not be in a place where they want to attend a group. It's like a home care kit that we provide for families who have had a recent loss.
It's funny you mentioned that. I do recall years ago I did a TV story on something. It may have been the same group, may have been a different group, but we went to Northern California to like a forest campground area, and everybody there was somebody who was affected by a real traumatic loss in the family, and so mainly for kids. And to be around all the other kids and to break out of the sad life at home that happens after a parent may die or something like that, it's the perfect antidote for that sometimes. It works, doesn't it?
It definitely does. We want to show our kids and our teens that they're not alone in their grief. And when we bring them together with others who've had a similar loss, they really feel like they can make it through this because they have a community. They have people who support them, love them, and want to help them succeed and process their grief.
All right. Hot air balloon races, hot air for hope balloon races. Where and when?
May 19th through 21st. So we're a little less than a week away. We start our event on Friday, May 19th at Lampy Park. Our gates open at 5 a.m. We start with the national anthem at 6 with our balloon launching with the American flag and the Nevada state flag. And at 6:15, we have our mass ascension. That day is our media day. We'll be flying local media and first responders and veterans to show our support for all of those folks who've had tremendous losses in their lives as well. We move on that night, Friday night, with a balloon glow in Minden, starting about 7:30, our pilots will set up their balloons.
On the 19th?
On the 19th.
Okay.
Friday night. And they will do a static balloon display similar to the Great Reno Balloon Races. They're Dawn Patrol, but they won't be leaving the ground. They're just going to light up down Main Street, Main Street, Minden, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So we start on the 19th. For folks who want to observe this wonderful show, the 19th in the morning.
Yep.
Early?
19th, yep. You can show up as early as 5 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday are our competition days. So our pilots will be flying our sponsors, our local sponsors, as well as competing for the Nevada State Championship. And the gate opens at 5 a.m. each morning, and balloons launch between 6 and 6:15.
Okay. On the 19th and the 20th, gates open 5 a.m. And this is Lampy Park, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
Lampy Park.
All right,
and
folks, write that down. No admission charge?
No admission. And following on Saturday, following the balloon competition, the launch, we have, starting at 6:30, we have food trucks. We have a pancake breakfast provided by the Cultural Arts Foundation of Douglas County. They are also sponsoring our music and craft vendors. We have live music until 5 p.m. from the Nashville Social Club in Carson City. We have craft vendors, nonprofit community organizations. We have a kids zone put on by the Carson Valley 2030 Club. We have tethered balloon rides and a walkthrough balloon. So lots of fun stuff. So don't leave the park.
Takes a lot of organization.
A lot. We've
oh
been
my
working
gosh.
On it for about a year.
Unbelievable. Okay, now what about VIP experiences? I think the Reno Balloon Races, they do something like this, or the sponsors do with the sponsor balloon, where for a certain amount of money, you can go up with champagne.
Yes.
Are you doing that too?
Definitely. So our sponsorships are sold out. We've been so fortunate, but we have a really unique experience. We have balloon rides provided by a local balloon company, Balloon Nevada. They also fly Balloon Lake Tahoe. And you can book an experience through them for $325, and you can fly with us on our competition days. It's very unique to be able to buy a balloon ride and fly with 25 other balloons in the Carson Valley. So book your ride. We have rides available Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can call Balloon Nevada or go to their website, balloonnevada.com.
And what's your website for this event?
You can go to hotairforhope.com. You can follow us at Hot Air for Hope on Instagram and Facebook for all the latest updates. Balloons are weather dependent, so check the Facebook and Instagram to make sure that we don't have any weather delays.
This usually events start up small. This is your first time doing this, but
yes.
It looks like you're starting big.
We are. We're going for it.
Okay. I mean, this is great news. The way it sounds, you'll raise an awful lot of money.
We hope so. We hope it grows. We hope it is a great fundraiser for years to come for the Center for Hope and Healing.
Bravo. Amanda Johnson of, once again, Hot Air for Hope Balloon Races on the 19th, 19th and 20th, 5 a.m., gates open, Lampy Park for Minden Garnerville. And us Reno type can come by too, right?
Definitely.
Right.
Anybody's invited.
All right, Amanda, thanks.
Thanks, John.
One final break and we'll be back at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
74 degrees, our current temperature in Reno. Can it get any more perfect than this, right? This is the day that we fantasized about during the winter. It's here, and so many more days are coming. And on top of that, I'm looking at traffic, and traffic is perfection. There are no incidents at this time. Remember, though, when everything is coming your way, you're in the wrong lane. Also, today's words of wisdom: hard work pays off in the future. Laziness pays off now. And today's tip: borrow money from pessimists. They don't expect it back. John Potter. Phone number for the final few minutes here is 775-884-9910. And a belief I have is that young people today don't know how easy they have it now. We had to fast forward and rewind just to find the songs that we want to hear. See, this is a passionate topic of mine because I'm a senior now. And what do I do now besides this show? I like and I enjoy promoting good things for folks my age who need it. And there are plenty who do. I believe today age discrimination is the last socially acceptable form of prejudice and inequality in the United States. I meet so many others my age who still want to work, but they were eased out. They find companies are not interested in them with all their experience. If you're over 50, chances are the decision to leave a job was not yours. The National Institute of Aging reports over half of all workers age 50 and older lost their long-held jobs because they were laid off or otherwise forced to leave immediately. Over half, and they started that survey at age 50. So you can imagine the numbers at 60, 65 and up. In our society, it's okay to force seniors out of what they love doing. You take away a man's or a woman's love of work, the profession they had so much pride in, and you pretty much kill dreams or them. I mentioned before last week how I worked in Boston for CBS Radio, and I had an office three doors down from Walter Cronkite, who really had nothing to do. You know, they had a policy there at the network that when you're 65, you had to retire. And I can tell you, and by the way, they gave Walter an office in the Boston facility because he lived at Martha's Vineyard. And so he could come in and do some work. But they really didn't give him any more work after he retired from the CBS Evening News. He wanted to keep working, but forced out, 65 years old. And as much as he hung around our Boston station afterwards, he really missed it. And I want to quote his goodbye message on the CBS Evening News. He said, quote, and by the way, CBS didn't cut him off the air last day, but he said, "I'm not even going away. I'll be back from time to time with special news reports and documentaries. And every week I'm hosting our science program, Universe. Old anchormen don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more." Well, CBS canceled Universe less than a year later. There were very few reports and documentaries from Walter. He did get some work on PBS, and he got a job in Great Britain, of all places, doing a series there. He lived for another 28 years. He died in 2009, but he was still in top form when I was around him from 1996 to 1998. And it's a similar story for millions of Americans, and it's a huge brain loss in our country. Because if you learn something new every day, it stands to reason that someone who's logged 10,000 more days is going to be a little bit wiser. And you know why the advertisers love the 18 to 34 demographic? Because it's the most gullible. I mean, a third of the people under 35 say they're in favor of abolishing the police, not defunding, doing away with the police force altogether. 36% of millennials who were polled think it might be a good idea to try communism. Much of the world did try communism, and we remember it. Another 29% don't know if communism's a good idea. Here's who does know. Anybody who was born in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And I can finally say this, now that I'm not on TV, the media divides. Nevadans are not divided in two camps and living in this political battleground. I feel the media today turns us against our fellow Americans. Two things I've learned in life, because I'm old, I can say this. First, if you give an honest smile and show some love to somebody new, you'll get it in return. People want to see a friendly face. Some of the most positive encounters I've ever had with strangers were in New York City or San Francisco, Chicago. And second, I found out that when you turn off the news, that these really are the good old days. I don't care what anyone says. So anyway, I love that old morning show on TV and I miss it terribly. I'll leave you with the last 2 minutes here. that I do appreciate this opportunity here that Jerry Evans gave me at KKFT and 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. See, Jerry, I finally got it right. And I've enjoyed working with Jay. Jay's on to better things, of course. And I'll be here. I really, as Hubert Humphrey would say, I rather enjoy this. Many people say my speeches are too long. I rather enjoyed it. And Craig, thank you for doing the hard work out there in Carson City.
Yeah, my Homer Simpson job of pushing one button is really, really, really.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know,
by the way, yeah, the podcasts for the first 2 hours are already up, and you can catch this one if you missed any part of the show on our website, KKFT, or excuse me, 991FMTalk.com is our website, or in the Smith and Mason Valley, 923FMTalk.com.
I can never bring myself to listen to it, just like I never could watch tapes of me being on TV.
We hate our own voices.
Oh, I hate everything.
Recorded
about
voices,
me.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay.
Anyway.
I'm not going there.
All right. Always a pleasure talking to you folks. And hopefully we'll get more phone calls. You know, that's what makes this really tick, is getting your voice in there, too. So next Saturday, I'll be here 9 a.m. to noon with a couple of guests who interest me. Like I said, everybody has a wonderful story to tell about their lives. And it's always good to be really interested in a lot of things. So that's what this is all about. But the thing I'm most proud about is that it's all entirely local each and every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. So I'll talk to you next Saturday. Have yourself a great weekend. I'll have some stories to tell next Saturday. And keep the smile on your face. And you are missed from what I used to do. So I'll see you next Saturday at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.